The dogs were hitched, and he started, hoping to reach safety, the station 34 miles away, before the trails were too deeply buried under the fast-falling snow. It was then 10 o'clock on Sunday night. Cassin was dressed in sealskins from top to toe, but the wind was blowing so hard it went through the fur. At safety, another driver with a dog team would be waiting to carry the serum on through the last 21 miles. But before Cassin arrived, the driver at safety sent word to Nome that the wind was blowing 80 miles an hour, with snow coming down in such heavy whirling drifts that no man or dog could keep the trail. In the meantime, Balto struggled on through the drifts with Gunner Cassin. 600 feet up a hill, he and the other dogs climbed in the storm, and then down the other side in the lashing wind to a spot where for 6 miles the traveling was hard in any weather. The driver could not see his dogs, not even the nearest one. He could hardly see his hand before his face. Then he knew that he was lost. He could not even guess where he was. More than halfway between Bluff and Safety, there was a station called Solomon. There, a message from Nome was waiting for Balto's driver, warning him to stop. The night was so cold, and the storm was so furious, that it was believed that man and dogs would surely perish in the blizzard if they attempted to go on.